you know, obviously we're not in the spot we want to be, but the good news is that the league's so tight. You know, you're three wins away from top spot, essentially. So, I mean, that is the good news. I'm not saying it is all good news, but that is the positive spin on it.
What was the feeling after Thursday night?
Disappointed, obviously disappointed. Look, I think if you lose a game, and taking away nothing from New Zealand, if you lose a game and you play your best basketball, you can walk off the court proud, but I don't think we played our best basketball, and I don't think the level was required that is needed to win basketball games, and that was a disappointing thing.
Wildcats are renowned for the defence and their rebounding and stuff like that. That was one of the worst in terms of rebounds for you last time, and obviously Trev's pushing that again today.
Yeah, sure. You know, we take pride in rebounding and getting after it, and the energy levels and the intensity, and that wasn't there on Thursday night. You know, it was an interesting game, and probably defensively you look at it and maybe we got the job done, but, you know, at the end of the day we got out-rebounded by 10 or 12 or something, like whatever it was.
Was it my imagination, or did the coach have a bit of a harder edge about him this morning?
Oh, he has a harder edge a lot of the time. No, look, we got to do what's required. We've got to work hard on the practice track, and if that means we're running a bit more or practices are a bit more intense, then so be it.
Can you put your finger on why you're not as dominant in rebounds as you have been previous seasons? Do you think it's partly personnel, or?
No, I think it's a mentality. You know, we have been dominant in games earlier on in the year, when we apply ourselves and we put our minds to it and the effort's there, we have been dominant. So we can show that we're doing it. We're not doing it every night.
Jesse, your own personal form this year, how are you feeling?
Look, I'm not shooting the ball well. I don't think that's a secret. But, you know, I'm happy in my decision making. I don't think I'm forcing or anything. I'm happy with the shots I'm taking. They're just not falling. So all you got to do is put the work in and keep on working, and hopefully they drop.
You putting in any extra work, or?
I always put in extra work. You know, look, you get the shots up and you do the work on the practice track, and, you know, that's all you can do. And if you take the right shots, hopefully they'll start falling.
How much is the shots just not dropping mental compared to, you know, physically having practiced enough?
Oh, look, I like to get a lot of shots up. I'm a high-volume kind of rep guy. So I'm getting the reps, and I think it is mental. Sometimes they're just not dropping, and for the first half of the season they're not dropping. They could start dropping in the second half and could turn around in 10 weeks' time and say I had a good shooting year, but, you know, all you can do is put in the work.
Trev mentioned at the end of the last game that everyone's passengers at the moment on board Taste of Praise sort of train. Does it feel like that on court?
Look, that's the energy level and the intensity that I spoke of earlier. You know, I don't think we're really pushing ourselves on court. Going till exhaustion and winning the rebound count and really showing that desire. Casey's obviously having a fantastic year, but, you know, you win and lose as a team, and right now collectively we're losing.
What about Adelaide upcoming? I think you've got a big break after that, so you're pretty keen to put out a good performance before Christmas there.
Yeah, look, they're the hottest team in the league by a long way. I think they're seven straight now, so it's a fantastic challenge for us. We took them into OT at their place, and we showed some really good signs in the second half. The first half was a bit lackluster at their place, but the second half, you know, we showed some really good signs and carried that on at Melbourne and home. So hopefully we can continue where we left off and really turn things around.
You always seem to have a pretty good rivalry with Adelaide.
I feel like every time in a press conference everyone says, you have a pretty good rivalry with this team. No, look, we have a pretty good rivalry with every team, and Adelaide's no exception.
Now, when you're down on form, a month on the road is hardly a good thing, is it?
Oh, look, someone asked me that the other day. We're kind of used to it with the Holtman Cup here. We usually have a few games home at the start of the season, then at the back end as well. And for December and January, we're on the road a lot. So I'm used to it, and a lot of the boys are used to it. And it all evens out in the end, you know, 14 and 14, 14 home, 14 away. So whether you're playing at the end or at the start, it doesn't really matter. You've got to play them sometime.